Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, our third and final hour on Fridays.
Tuesday in November, I took that stroll to cast my ballot at the local poll. Lines were long, but I didn't care. I had water, a hat, and my folding chair. Walked up to the booth, didn't say a word. Sure that my voice would be heard. I hit that button, my vote was sent. But now nobody knows exactly where it went. They lost my vote. It isn't fair. I took a stand. Doesn't anybody care? They lost my vote. Now do you know where?
Has American democracy lost its way due to stolen elections, unreliable or hackable voting machines? Well, that's what we pursue every Friday in this third and final hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. Our go-to guy on election protection and election integrity is Brad Friedman. He's the proprietor of bradblog.com. Good to talk to you again, Brad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Peter? I'm blogging in the background with a late update, even later than the one I just ran on Florida 13. So,
well,
but I'm doing well.
Let's get the headlines first, and let me just tell people that in a moment we're going to be joined by Susanna Goodman from Common Cause. We're going to have a good discussion about the Holt bill in its present form. But I know there's breaking news from Florida 13. There have been some studies, reports released. This is the Christine Jennings, I don't remember Buchanan's first name.
Vern
Buchanan.
Yes.
It was determined in the final tally by 369 votes and 18,000 were missing from the electronic machines. So there's a report from that. We'll get to that later in the hour. What else is breaking?
Well, actually, this is in relation to that Florida 13 race. I just received a statement from Christine Jennings that she calls that official state report that we'll talk about a little bit later. She calls it flawed and incomplete and more compelling reason to seek an investigation in this matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Brad, you and I have been talking about the Holt bill, and you have been honest and upfront and full disclosure that you were one of the individuals consulted as this legislation was drafted. So much of it has your support. But in its current form, you have a number of questions and issues, and you're not willing to endorse the bill at this time. Joining us to discuss this is Susanna Goodman, one of the election protection specialists at Common Cause USA. Susanna, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for joining us. And I'd like to be clear to both of you that I'm not looking for a nasty debate here. I think that we all share a common goal here, which is that we really want to fix the electoral process in this country. We want to restore confidence that every voter can believe that his or her vote will be counted and counted properly. And I think that we are moving in the same direction. But, Susanna, I think you would acknowledge that there's some people who feel that the Rush-Holt bill in its current form doesn't go far enough.
Sure. There are a number of folks that have pointed out with the current draft that was introduced, H.R. 811, that there are issues with it. And I think that's the great thing about democracy and, quite frankly, the Internet. This has been absolutely wonderful. As soon as the bill was released, thousands of people could look at it and sort of go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And, all kinds of people from all walks of life, computer scientists, election hardware specialists. We have eyes and ears all over the country, and that's really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And people found flaws in it because, hey, legislation was written by humans.
Yeah.
It's going to have flaws. And I just think it's been a great process. And so a lot of those flaws have been pointed out, and we've taken a lot of those flaws to the drafters of the legislation and the people that are going to be moving it forward. And, some of them we spotted, but some of them, quite frankly, we didn't spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so great. I mean, it's really been kind of a thrilling process.
Well, and I want to make it clear from my posture that we can all, want to improve it. But I think, as I said at the outset, that we all really are working in the same direction. Brad, let me give you an opportunity, before you talk about what's wrong with the bill, to just tick off what you think the positive elements are, and then we'll get into the things that you think need some tweaking or fixing.
Oh, there's loads of good stuff in there, and in fact, I was speaking with both Barbara Bird at Common Cause and Susanna throughout the development of this thing, and so, you know, I concur. We're all of the same mind here, although I would use different words than you did. You called for us to fix the election system in America, and I think that's one of our problems. So what we want to do is reform the system. Anyway... there's a lot of great stuff in there, actually. Limits on the use of the internet and networking, public disclosure of source code, the outlawing voting machine sleepovers, which you know is a bugaboo of mine, mm-hmm. certainly. There's all kinds of stuff, and a demand for what seems to be a paper ballot that will be durable and archivable. That's a good thing, obviously, and I was very happy that Holt changed the language originally from paper trail or paper record to paper ballot. The problem, of course, is that he doesn't require that that paper ballot actually be tabulated, and that's a problem for me in any election, is that we need to tabulate the ballots. Something that I had suggested to the Holt folks throughout the process, they chose to not include that. And essentially what that does is allows for these dreadful DRE touchscreen systems that we've seen causing all kinds of problems, including down in Sarasota, where, in fact, Holt's bill would have required a paper trail of some sort be added to those machines. But such a paper trail down in Sarasota, in that Florida 13th district election, would not have avoided the problem that we're in right now with that race. That's why I feel it's so important.
And explain that, because
DREs.
Because, Brad, as I understand it, the 18,000 votes that, you know, vanished,
yep.
Were cast electronically. And if, when that electronic vote was cast, it also produced a paper ballot. Not just a thermal paper trail, but a durable paper ballot that could later be counted. Is that not sufficient?
Well, no, it's not. At least from my investigation, talking to loads of computer scientists about exactly this, and they've pointed out to me, and these are some of the most well-respected folks in the world on this, that in fact, if 18,000 voters failed to confirm their the lack of a choice in that race when they saw it in front of their faces on that touchscreen, what makes anyone think that they would have succeeded in noticing it on a tiny slip of paper? They had the opportunity to see that there was no vote in that race, and they were unable to change that vote. So having a paper trail really only would have served to ensure that we wouldn't be able to challenge this election right now, because folks would say, well, see, there it is. There's that paper trail you guys wanted, and it says no vote. So that's that.
All right.
So,
Susanna, your comment on this issue?
Well, I guess just to back up a little bit, I do think that, we're facing a really dire situation. We've got 15 states which only have these paperless direct record electronic voting machines. We're not in good shape going into the 2008 elections, or even if we can't make it by then, by the midterms for 2010, we're in trouble. We've got a lot of this country voting on machines where there is absolutely no accountability, and that's why Common Cause does support H.R. 811 Rush Holt's legislation, because it would require every voting system to produce a durable paper ballot, and voters will be looking at a sign right on the voting machine that says that they have to verify the ballot, because the ballot is the ballot of record for all audits and recounts. It's moving in a direction we just have to go as a country. We cannot have, we got to move on this thing. We cannot have these 15 states with these paperless DREs out there anymore and risk this kind of thing.
Now, Brad, I know that you'd like to eliminate the DREs entirely, but if they are essentially, their role is curtailed to where they basically just assist the voter in producing their ballot, which is then turned in, and there's no way of connecting the ballot to the voter, so it's still private and anonymous, can that pass muster with you?
Well, I concur with what Susanna said. We need to get this fixed by 2008. The problem is the Holt bill won't fix it in its current state. That paper ballot that she noted, there's a sign that says this will be the ballot for all recounts and audits. But what we've learned is that the count that matters is the count on Election Day, and we've gotten to this place in this country, whether it's Bush v. Gore or now Jennings v. Buchanan, where pretty much the first person announced the winner largely gets to be the winner. And that's a problem. That's why we need to actually count those paper ballots. Look, I'm in California. We have a paper trail law out here, but I've seen problems in race after race where you had these paper trails, and they are essentially meaningless because they're never actually tabulated. That's what we need to fix. Holt's bill comes very, very close up to the line there, but unfortunately doesn't take that step that we need, which is banning those touchscreen machines. And even the Florida Republican governor now has agreed that that's what needs to be done.
That's Charlie Crist, and you're right. We're going to take a break and return. Brad Friedman from bradblog.com and Susanna Goodman from Common Cause. Her website is commoncause.org. A lot of great information there. We'll continue in just a moment our discussion of the Holt bill right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Aloha, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginger.
And we would like to invite you to our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, a Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Let's take a look at traffic on this TGIF Friday, everybody. Well, it looks like we have some slow traffic being reported northbound, southbound 101. Heavy in and out of Salinas, according to one of our traffic computers. Northbound also slows at the San Miguel Canyon turnoff. A little bit of slow traffic being reported southbound 1 between Monterey and Carmel. No reason given. It's just the typical slowdown in traffic. Eastbound 25, that looks like a little slow from Gilroy into Hollis. Other than that, Highway 17 looking good. No major stalls or accidents to report of that particular roadway. And our Friday does not look, certainly have seen worse. This report brought to you by your Genuine Toyota Service Departments. Through March, visit your local participating Toyota Service Center. And you could win two tickets to the Toyota Save Mart 350. No purchase necessary. See dealer for details for those all-important official rules. I'm Mike. That's traffic with KRXA AM 540.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues, and I remain your humble host, Peter B., 22 minutes after the hour. Right now, we're getting two viewpoints on the bill sponsored by Congressman Rush Holt to fix our voting problems, voting machine problems in this country. Brad Friedman from Bradblog.com, our Friday regular, and Susanna Goodman from Common Cause USA. We'll go to the phones here if you'd like to offer a question or comment. 888-5-PETER-B will put you through toll-free. And, Susanna, I just wanted to give you a chance because we had to go to a break there, and Brad got the last word in. Anything you wanted to add about the paper trail versus paper ballot issue?
Well, I guess something that I think shouldn't be lost in this discussion is that, for example, in Florida, I think the governor is absolutely doing the right thing and moving to an optical scan system. And that's a system that I used to use in Virginia where you literally get to mark the candidates that you want, and then those ballots are scanned. But they're not hand counted. They're read with a electronic eye, an optical scanner. And that actually was one of the first machines that was exposed to be vulnerable to be hacked. I mean, there's this famous hack called the Hersey hack, which
sure.
showed that the optical scan machines can be hacked, and you can there can be 50 votes for Smith, but if you hack that machine correctly, you can count only 20. So the good thing about the Holt bill, which is, so this idea that if we all went to paper and those paper ballots were scanned, which is what we do in this country, we don't do hand counts, then the problem would go away. And the problem is that it's an electronic count if it's counted by an optical scan, an electronic eye, or if it's counted inside the machine. The linchpin, I think, to this legislation is the audit provision, which says that you have to go back and count by hand in an audit at least 3% of the precincts and more if the race is really close. You have to count by hand those ballots and compare them to the electronic count. And that's sort of the critical piece of this because, quite frankly, there's no state that I know of in the United States that doesn't use electronic counting, and that's the real bugaboo.
All right.
Well,
Brad, go ahead.
If I could respond, and as a matter of fact, it's funny, as she was mentioning the Hersey hack down in Florida on the optical scan Diebold machines, I actually got a message just at that very moment from Harry Hersey via email. So I'm in touch with Harry on this.
And, woo.
I certainly know the Hersey hack well. Let me be clear. Susanna suggested that someone here is calling for a hand count. I'm not. I know that there's a lot of folks who are, and that's fine by me. There are some places that do hand counting. Up in New Hampshire, I believe, they do some hand counting. But the point is, she had mentioned going back and counting 3% of the ballots in an audit later on. My question is why Susanna or anyone else wouldn't be in favor of counting 100% of the ballots in the first place using those optical scan machines or a hand count, either one. In any case, you're going to go back and do that 3% audit. In some cases, as much as 10%. I'm not crazy about the audit provisions either, the protocols in there, but let's say they'll suffice for now. Why wouldn't we just count these ballots, these paper ballots, in the first place on election day? That's what we need. That's what Americans need. And, you know, in a case such as that, if you require a hand-marked paper ballot, you can divine the voter's intention simply by looking at that ballot. You don't have to presume that all the electronics worked or didn't. I mean, I've been plowing through this Florida 13 report today. It's incredible how ridiculously complicated these touchscreen systems are. There is no good reason to use them in any election in America ever again. And 2006 showed us that thousands, if not millions, of voters were disenfranchised, not able to vote, simply because those machines broke down on election day, whereas an OpScan system with a paper ballot, you can vote anytime, anywhere.
And Susanna, in an ideal world, I imagine you'd support the elimination of the DREs, but do you think that's an achievable goal in the near term, either by 08 or
010? Well, I actually think it's a bit of a red herring. I mean, I think that, as Brad was saying, you know, you could take 100% of those ballots and you still scan them through an optical scanner. That's still electronic.
No problem. That's
great. The counting piece of this is electronic, and it will absolutely 100%. There will be a time when it absolutely fails because it's a machine and machines break.
Well, that's right. But we'll have a paper ballot that's been marked by the voter that they'll be able to then go back and check by any means necessary. We will not have that with the touchscreen system. And I'd be interested in Peter said that you assumed Susanna would be in favor of banning those DREs. I'd like to actually know where Common Cause and Susanna is. Would you guys be in favor of a ban on touchscreen voting machines?
But that's not where we are. And the reason is that I really see this bill as, I mean, what you have in, for example, in New Mexico is there are people that can mark a ballot by hand, but there are people that cannot mark a ballot by hand because they have a vision impairment or they're blind or they don't have use of their hands.
Well, we're not talking
about
those
folks
voters,
use a ballot marking device, which is an electronic device. And so, so some ballots would be marked by hand. Some ballots can be marked by an electronic ballot marking device. And if you have the DRE printing out a ballot, it's almost like turning it into a ballot marking device.
So, Brad, hold your thought because we just have 20 seconds and Susanna has to leave, so I want to give you the final word on why Common Cause, Move On, and People for the American Way have decided to endorse the current form of the Holt bill.
Because we've got to do something, and we really think that this is a way to create a software-independent system and something that will make a check on all the systems out there.
All right, Susanna, I got to stop now. Thank you for joining us today.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The days of wine and roses.
The fastest growing disease in America is addiction. It's time we talk about it openly. This is Sheila Gale. Join me Saturday afternoons from 4 to 5 for 12-Step Talk Uncensored, where we deal with addiction. It's about time.
That wasn't there before.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
it's tax time again. And there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund as soon as you need it. In 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, the choice is yours. The personnel at Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax return tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today, located at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to take a copy of your 2005 federal and California returns and W-2 1099 info for 2006. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today at 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Hey everybody, this is Larry from Acme Coffee Roasting Company in Seaside, and I want to know if you're tired of wading through hacky sackers and laptop zombies just to receive a mediocre cup of joe by some underwhelmed employee somewhere. Well, you come on down to Acme Coffee Roasting Company. Meet the local hardworking folks all around you. We roast the coffee every day. We're owner-operated and totally qualified. Why don't you come on down and see how we turned a little alleyway in Seaside, California into a place to grab a good cup of joe at the corner of Broadway and Contra Costa? Come on down, my friends. Just drink it. Resist corporate coffee.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. More with his Bradness, Brad Friedman, in just a moment. And if you'd like to talk with us, lines are open at 888-5 Peter B. We'll give an update on the situation in Florida 13 next.
Don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. I'm in the streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse how the others perceive they are. I'm much too fast to take that test.
I'd like to take a moment, if you'll indulge me, and get the attention of our listeners in Phoenix, Arizona, on 1480 KPHX. You may have noticed a few changes around the radio station. I first learned of them yesterday. And then today, I got a phone call from Anita Drobny, the new CEO of Nova M Radio, which operates KPHX. And she informed me that Dr. Mike Newcomb has left the station. And as many of you know, he was the host of the morning show and one of the driving forces that helped bring Progressive Talk back to Phoenix last year. Anita Drobny also informed me that they're planning to move this show, the Peter B. Collins Show, to 10 p.m. Yeah, that's way after dark, in order to make way for a local show in this time slot. And I support local programming. I do. But I think our Phoenix listeners, while they could still hear the show, wouldn't be able to call in, and the station's low power at night would further limit your access to this program. Ms. Drobny told me the change might happen in March or early April, and I made it clear that such a move would be a major disappointment to me and to many of you listeners and callers who become loyal to this show. Anita said the new plans respond to the wishes of listeners and advertisers who she's talked to, and she told me that if listeners tell her they want to keep Peter B. live in the afternoon, that she'll listen to that. Quote, I should only hope that will happen, she told me, and I actually wrote those words down. So, my friends in Phoenix, the future of the Peter B. Collins Show and its live origination is up to you. I feel a pretty powerful connection to you folks, and even to Steve, the Republican who likes to give me a hard time. With your support and activism, we may be able to turn this decision around. So, to start, I ask you to email the station and send a copy to me. I'm not going to tell you what to say. You can form your own message. But send it to Billy Foster. He's the chief information officer at Nova M Radio. His email is bfoster@aaphx.com. That's bfoster@aaphx.com. And copy me, Peter, at peterbcollins.com. I'll make sure your comments reach the Drobnys, the decision makers. And thank you very much for your indulgence. We return now to our regularly scheduled segment with Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. Hey, Brad, I wanted to see if you had any follow-up comments on Susanna Goodman and the exchange you had over the Holt bill. I got your email, but she was unable to stay. She had another commitment, and so we did spring her.
Well, that's too bad, because I really don't like talking behind people's backs like that. I did want to respond to something she said, but before I do, let me say, as you know, I just got back from Phoenix, where I was honored to guest host your show for a couple of nights. The folks in Phoenix that I've met, at least, are crazy about you out there, so I really hope they'll jump in and make some noise down there in Phoenix and demand that you stay on live during the 4 to 7 hour in Phoenix. You're much beloved down there, and I was shocked yesterday when I heard from another source that this was possibly going to happen. So I hope the folks in Arizona and Phoenix can mobilize to keep you on the air live, as you should be.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your support, and let's mobilize. And
indeed.
We're just going to see what happens.
All right.
Back to the Holt bill and your discussion with Susanna Goodman.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. She had mentioned, she had pointed actually to New Mexico, and in New Mexico, in fact, they've changed from their touchscreen system after having so many problems in 2004, in the election, to require the paper ballot that I've been calling for, and that for reasons that still seem to be somewhat unclear, Common Cause is not calling for. But I'm about to release a report. There's been a report. I'm going to report it on Monday at Bradblog, that, in fact, on the Indian reservations, in minority areas in the Indian reservations out there in New Mexico, where they changed from touchscreen to optical scan, there was an 87% decrease in undervoted ballots. In other words, ballots or elections where there was no selection at all on the touchscreen machines. Once they had the opportunity to mark their votes on a piece of paper with a pen, there was an 87% decrease. That's just one of the apparent advantages of optical scan paper ballots, in any case, no matter how they're counted. And so I would have liked to have asked her about that. I'm sorry she did have to go.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your contribution to this, because, I can imagine there are many people who are willing to say that perfect is the enemy of the good.
Yeah.
And there are good things in the Holt bill, and you acknowledge that.
But
you're committed to really trying to clean up our election system, as I said at the outset, so that every voter can have confidence that his or her vote is counted and counted accurately. And if we don't do that, our system is going to break down, and we've already seen some of those indications.
Yeah, we absolutely have. And that's, one of the concerns here. I wrote an article this week called The False Dichotomies of the Democrats and their public advocacy supporters, like Common Cause and PFAW and Vote Trust and Move On right now, who are suggesting, and you heard it in our conversation there, where she brought up this hand-counted paper ballot canard as if that's what I'm calling for, or if I've said that, you know, there cannot be electronics in any election. That's completely specious argument, frankly, because I've not made that argument, and I haven't heard others make it. At the end of the, I have heard some make it, but those of us, you know, suggesting a paper ballot are not demanding that there be hand-counted. I did hear her also toss in there the disabilities argument, that there are folks who are blind and disabled who can't vote with a regular pen and paper, and that's understandable. And that, too, is easily dealt with. There are devices out there that will allow voters to vote on, disabled voters to vote on a piece of paper. We don't need touch screens. And in a worst-case scenario, even if you allowed touch screens for disabled voters, there's no reason to risk democracy for everyone simply to meet the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So it's a really troubling argument. I don't like going up against folks who I do consider to be the good guys and consider to be common cause good guys, but that's kind of what we're left with here, and I'll point folks to pdamerica.org. They've got a campaign to call on Congress to amend the Holt bill. In fact, Maxine Waters announced that she would be dropping her co-sponsorship of the Holt bill because of some of these matters that have been brought to her attention. And, you know, I agree. We cannot afford another presidential election in question. The Holt bill is going to send us in that direction, even if everything that Susanna and Common Cause and Holt argue, even if everything they call for works perfectly and accurately and every single vote is counted accurately, you're still setting up a situation where people cannot verify for themselves that the vote is correct. And I would argue that losing confidence in our democracy is as much of a danger to democracy itself as is voting machines that are fixed or fail or anything else.
Well, Mary in Denver shares your concern. She writes with the subject line, Common Cause is a lost cause. I could barely believe the incoherence I was hearing from the Common Cause spokesperson. Is it possible she has no idea of what DREs represent? Her only argument in favor of the Holt bill was that we have to do something right now, regardless of whether the bill gets it right. Wasn't that what happened with HAVA? Just do something. Forget about the consequences. Oh, and she remarked that we Americans don't count paper ballots. That's not the way we do things here. Why not, lady? Totally disheartened here in Denver, signed Mary.
Yep, that's... I welcome Mary to my disheartenedness.
Whatever it is.
Because that's... I mean, frankly, that's what I've been feeling as we've been moving forward, and I'm seeing... You know, a lot of folks who really ought to be on our side, and I can't understand what they could possibly be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't, and I've gone out of my way. I've talked to folks, you know, at Common Cause, Move On, PFAW, all of these groups, and, you know, even Common Cause put out a press release in support of Holt claiming, as we talked about at the top of the show, claiming that those paper trails that Holt calls for would have avoided the problem in Sarasota. It's just demonstrably untrue.
We'll get your update on the latest reports from Sarasota, but Randall's been holding for a day and a half. Randall, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show with Brad Friedman.
Peter, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I forgot, man. I've been on hold so long. I think it was about Anna Nicole.
That's right. I'm the father. I'm confessing. I just wanted you to thank me for taking your call. And,
you're welcome.
I'm on my way down to Tucson to see Paul Leto and Steve Freeman. Doing a book signing.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that because I've had this out to try to plug it. And since you're on the way, it is Stephen Freeman, Paul Leto, and also John Achey Brakey is organizing this event. And it's at the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Union Hall. It's underway right actually starts at 6:30. It is underway right now, Phoenix time, Arizona time. And do you have any further directions, the exact location of the Union Hall there?
It's at the Plumbers and Steam Fitters Hall, and I can't remember the address. It's in my Palm Pilot, but if I look at it, I'll run off the road.
Don't do that. Don't do
on
that.
I-10. I've already lost the radio signal. I was hoping you'd put me on hold when I get off the rest of the
Yeah, we'll
show.
Do that. Sure, I'm happy to do that.
Well, Brad, did you get those dog biscuits I sent you?
Well, I don't know if I did or not. We'll have to talk later, but I want to, if you were out of the signal, I want to make sure that you heard Peter's announcement that they may be moving the show in Phoenix.
That's right, yeah. I put my 2 cents worth in already on that.
Good.
And I hope everybody else will, too. And I'm not just blowing smoke, but I think that Peter's show is one of the high-quality shows nationwide in this genre, if you will.
And, well, my ears are burning, but thank you very much.
Well, I hope you guys work it out, because really I think Nova AM is going places. It's growing and growing, and the more content they have on there to sell, the better they're going to do, and I hope it gets worked out somehow.
Well put.
Give our best to everyone down there.
All right, so, Randall, did you want to add something, or should I put you back on hold so you can listen?
Oh, just one more thing. Yeah, in Arizona, like I said, we only use the DREs for the handicapped voters. And statewide, I think there was less than a couple hundred votes total done on the DREs. The rest were all scanned paper ballots. And we're fighting in the legislature right now about preserving and defending the gains we made on the hand count audit last session. And hopefully, if what I heard you say was about the Holt bill, they're going to mandate hand count audits. That could be nothing but good, because that'll take a lot of pressure off us getting stuff through this baboon troop of a legislature.
Okay. All right, Randall, thanks for checking in today, and put you on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show. And please,
thanks, Peter. Thanks, Your Majesty.
Please give our best to John Brakey and Stephen Freeman and Paul Leto.
Sure will. Thanks.
All right, good. Nice to hear from you. All right, Brad, I think we'll go to our break and then come back and give you a couple of minutes to update us on the developments, the report on that tainted election in Florida 13, where Christine Jennings lost by 369 votes and everybody lost 18,000 votes. We'll pick up there as we continue with Brad Friedman. And if you want to call, go ahead. We'll try to squeeze you in. 888-5 Peter B. It's Friday at the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue they could be. Smell the bread, drive the stones. Everything's a taste, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with crumbs too. A side of couscous and a Baba Ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue, baby. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Join me, Deborah Lindsay, each Sunday afternoon at 2 for Tomorrow Matters. We'll be matching the global problems of today with the local solutions for a better tomorrow. I'll bring in the guests, and you call with the questions and ideas, and collectively we'll set the standards for a more sustainable future, because for all of us, tomorrow matters. Join me right here on KRXA 540 AM for Tomorrow Matters each Sunday at 2.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
Hey, TGIF, everybody, let's take a look at our Friday traffic. We're going to start off with a situation working in, how about Morgan Hill? Some sort of problem as our CHP page comes up here, and it is a crash. Actually, they're saying it's a disabled vehicle blocking left lane southbound on 101 before Cochran, and so a bit of a backup in that area. Meanwhile, we want to talk about south of Gilroy, 101 northbound before, looks like 25, fender bender reported there, and this is a two-vehicle crash. Looks like it has also been cleared off to the right shoulder. In SoCal, it looks like Capitol Avenue, SoCal Drive, stalled pickup truck blocking one of the lanes there. CHP is on scene. No problems on Highway 17, which is certainly some good news. This report is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Big account, small account, they all count. Feel valued no matter how much you're worth. Talk to Chuck, Charles Schwab, 1-800-4-SCHWAB.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Friday evening at the radio. Brad Friedman continues with us from bradblog.com. Drop by the blog. There's a lot more news breaking that we haven't had time to fit in today because we focus primarily on our conversation with Common Cause and the Rush-Holt bill. And, Brad, there is some interesting developments. There are interesting developments relating to Florida 13. And I'll just, again, recap for people who may have just joined us. This is the race last November decided by 369 votes in favor of Republican Vern Buchanan, and 18,000 votes disappeared from the DRE machines. So who did a study, and what kind of report came out?
Well, the study was released today from the state of Florida, who had commissioned an audit and a study by some computer scientists under the auspices of Florida State University. And you'll be stunned to learn that they found everything was recorded exactly right, and there were no problems whatsoever.
And the public is not in any danger.
That's right. Everything is well. These aren't the droids you're looking for. it was incredible. In fact, Kurt Browning, the new Secretary of State out there, came out and claimed that the report showed that there was no evidence that any votes were recorded incorrectly, which is actually in direct contrast with what the report actually says, which, in fact, says that the audit team concluded, where is it here? I want to get that statement. I can't find it. It's at bradblog.com. Essentially, what they said was that their study of these systems could not find the reason why 18,000 votes disappeared, but they said that this was absolutely not normal and not to be expected, and called for more studies. Now, the Jennings campaign and groups PFAW and VoterAction.org, who are fighting the race down there, have contended that the group that has been commissioned is actually a partisan group. In fact, it's headed by a guy who was seen as wearing a Bush 1 button in 2000 on the Florida Supreme Court stairs, and they say that the study is flawed and partisan and should never have been run by folks who actually had a stake in its outcome. So I'm afraid this report leaves as many questions open as we had prior to the report, much as we thought would happen with this particular group doing the auditing.
Now, Brad, I have a report from People for the American Way, their analysis of this report, the audit, and one of the points they make is that it tested only 10 voting machines, and 5 of them were used on Election Day. The other 5 were just samples from the factory. I mean, why would you audit them if they weren't used on Election Day?
Well, I guess you could compare the behavior.
A control group.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that much makes sense. But, you know, again, this was run. Those tests that you're talking about were run by a fellow by the name of David Drury on behalf of the state of Florida. David Drury, is the same fellow who certified these machines as being safe for use in the state of Florida. Now, is he going to be likely to come out and say that, these machines were wrong, they didn't work, I should have never certified them in the first place, please fire me? Of course not. And that's why you need an independent group to look at this. Look, as I've argued at Brad Blog and elsewhere, even if this report was completely legitimate, and they did a terrific job, you're still going to have these questions about the validity of the report, and we're still, therefore, in the same mess that we were when we began. I'll tell you, in my report, you might want to also check today at BradBlog, in my report on this, I showed one of the charts from the Florida State University report, which shows the hardware architecture of these paperless touchscreen machines they use down there in Florida. It is absolutely mind-boggling how complex these systems are, and even the computer scientists said that these are incredibly complex systems, which just brings us back to the conversation we were having earlier with Susanna Goodman from Common Cause. Why the hell are we going to such lengths to make our process more complicated than it needs to be? We're talking about adding one plus one plus one. This really is not rocket science, and the fact that we're making it so difficult is going to lead to these sorts of problems happening over and over again.
And there's more at BradBlog, including a statement, a reaction from Christine Jennings, who's on the losing end of this whole episode. Let's go to Cynthia in Phoenix. Hello, Cynthia. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter. How, Brad? How are you?
Doing fine.
Is that Pat Black?
It is.
Action Point on KPHX, Cynthia Black on
1480 Sundays, noon to 1.
All right. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Peter. I've never called into your show before, and I have sat in my cold car in Phoenix because it's below 80 degrees, of course, trying to get through on my cell phone. This is how motivated I am.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. It's excellent. Of course, I'm very excited about it. Brad could tell you that. But this is a question I haven't heard anyone ask, and I'd love to hear an answer for. Why do these four organizations, PFAW, Common Cause, Move On, and Vote Trust, why aren't they on the same side as thousands of election integrity individuals? What is their motivation for not carrying forward the clearly meaningful, important types of changes that Brad has outlined?
Well, of course, you would ask that question with about a minute and a half left in the show.
Come on, you can do it.
I would point folks again to my article on the dichotomies here and what's at work and what these people are possibly thinking. There is the big suggestion right now is that this is because of language minority voters, that somehow they are more they're better served with touchscreen machines than optical scan, despite the fact that there's absolutely no evidence that I'm aware of to back up that argument. So it seems to be disingenuous in some cases, and in other cases, they're just simply being misinformed on this topic. You know, the Susanna Goodman, the folks at Common Cause, they are not computer scientists. I'm not either, although I did make my living for 10 years as a computer programmer, so I know something about this. And I think there's a lot of bad information going out there, and I continue the investigation to figure out where the hell it's coming from.
Let me ask one more question then. What do you think about the suggestion that these were some of the original lobbyists and backers of HAVA, and they don't want to have egg on their face for getting rid of DREs?
Yeah, I've heard that suggested, and the idea that they can't, that they pushed for these touchscreen machines in the
right.
First place. And so that they can't change their position now. I hear that argument. I have not seen any evidence to back that up. I think that if these folks came to believe that we needed to get rid of touchscreens, I think they would step out and say so.
Cynthia,
all
thanks
right.
for your
well,
call.
Thank you.
I smell a horse here. Brad, thank you very much. It was an excellent program today. We'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Visit bradblog.com to find out more. And you can visit my website, peterbcollins.com. My email, peter@peterbcollins.com. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday right here.